Got 9 minutes to maximize your travel and casino experience? Welcome to Zorkcast, powered by Travel Zork, helping you travel smarter, gamble smarter, and maximize your adventures. From airline miles and hotel points to living in the lap of luxury in a Las Vegas casino, you'll find all of the knowledge you need to travel in style, brought to you in 9 minutes or less. Okay, well, sometimes more than 9 minutes, but always less than 36. Now, please welcome the hosts of Zorkcast, your friendly neighborhood American, Michael Mason Traeger, and everyone's favorite Brit, Steve White.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Zorkcast. I have my wonderful co-host, Steve, here. And we are excited for this episode on a number of different levels. We also have a little bit of additional news for you. So, Steve, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
It's good. Feels really good. So
this is weird, isn't it? I mean, I hate to go off on a tangent already. We've only just started, but we've both come on and we're just in a good mood. There's nothing like crazy going on right now. That's weird for us.
I know. We're very good mood. It is. And for people who don't realize it, you know, Brits being in a good mood is sort of like the number of days of sunshine in the UK.
It was so funny.
Yes. I think this is going to be a great week. We also have another really cool, we won't give away who it is, but we're doing another really cool interview later in the week with a UK blogger. I think that'll be super. It's a video thing, right? I'm going to have to look.
I'm going to have to dole myself up. I think this is the first interview we've done together, like as in us being the interviewee rather than the interviewer.
I can't imagine what got over this person to invite us to do that.
You need to be nice about the Brits because there's going to be two of us. So, you know,
I'm quite aware of this. So anyway, just so that we can talk a little bit about what we're doing with Zorkcast, the podcast, our desire, like, you know, like many things in life, is that we want to provide you with a better and more consistent listener experience. Is that a good way to put it? How does that sound? Does that sound corporate enough?
Yeah, I think it does, but it also makes it sound like it was a bad experience before. But I didn't think it was, but hey.
No, we want to provide a better. It's sort of like it's been good, but we want it to be great.
Yeah. There's the Brit in me.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Okay, anyway, we are almost nearing the end of season 5 of Zorkcast. If you weren't aware, we're almost near the end of season 5. It's probably because you don't understand my ad hoc seasons for Zorkcast.
I have no idea. I was like, I said to me, what season is this? I was like, I don't know. I just joined this like half a year ago or whatever. I don't know.
It's in your contract.
Yeah, the non-existent contract.
So we have one more episode. This is the second to last episode in season 5. And we are testing right now what's going to become the new format for Zorkcast. And basically, Zorkcast is going to go to a weekly podcast, which is approximately 30 minutes. Might be a little bit longer if we have a special guest. But basically,
doesn't know when to stop talking.
This is true. But we basically will still have the 9 minutes on, which I actually is one of my favorite things, is the 9 minute overviews of different casino and Vegas things. But fundamentally, Zorkcast will become a weekly 30 minute plus or minus podcast. And we're just testing this out at the end of the season. And then once we roll into season 6, which will begin in April, we're going to be full on this new format. And the format is going to also have a couple of little weekly sections, which will be consistent. And I think we're pretty happy about, you know, the idea about it. So we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to have a casino history section. And we're also going to have a section that, you know, we get to dive into what's going on in Steve's mind. But that we're always going to leave that to the end of
It's probably best left to the end, to be honest.
That's right. So, because you get my little bits at the beginning. So for
you know what they say, Michael, they always say save the best till last.
Yeah, they also say it ain't over until the fat lady sings.
I knew you'd have a comeback. I've been rehearsing that line all day, ready for this.
And the comeback just jumped into my huge brain.
Yeah.
So today, before we get to, you know, our topic of the day, which is a great topic of the day, as you know, because the topic is in the episode title, which is called I Earned That Comp, How to Deal with Casino Marketing Offers. I just wanted to give a little bit of what to expect with our casino, you know, history segment today. And basically our history moment today is going to be about who are these people, epic whales of yesterday and today, with a couple of interesting, very quick observations. And then we're going to have the final word by Steve. And believe it or not, I think it's going to be positive. So without further delay, let's jump into the topic of the day.
I'm excited.
I know you are. So what do you think about, you know, when we talk to people all the time, I think one of the things that people worry about, or not worrying isn't the right thing, but we talk a lot about casino loyalty. We talk a lot about how to get the most out of your casino loyalty programs, which mostly relates to gamblers. I mean, there's a little bit of a side note that might relate to travel loyalty people who don't gamble and getting tier benefits and benefit matching. But today we're mostly talking about the person who does gamble on some level, who likes to gamble. And, you know, we've talked about strategically how you should approach casino loyalty, you know, the whole average daily theoretical, day of play. But now we're looking at like, hey, you've done whatever play you're doing and you've gotten some offers that are pretty decent. And the next thing people are always worried about, you know, when you get a good casino offer is how will I continue to get them? And if I use this offer, how should I approach it? Because I want more of these offers.
It's a natural fear to have, isn't it? Because you almost feel like you're letting the side down. Or this is how I feel sometimes. If I'm going into somewhere and I've got a really good offer, I feel like if I don't then play up to the level I played the last time to achieve that offer, that I've kind of let the side down, which is a kind of a crazy mentality, right? Because I shouldn't be feeling that way. I wonder if it's made sort of worse, for want of a better word, by the fact of having sort of a host as well, because you sort of, I think I've touched on this before, you almost feel like personally responsible for them. So yeah, it's a really tricky question, because it's almost like there's a sensible answer to this question, and then there's this irrational thought process that goes through your mind that overtakes the sensible answer, and you are sort of overcompensating and going in a completely wrong direction.
This is correct. And I think we've discussed this quite a bit before.
Yeah.
One major part about that is fundamentally, when you get a casino marketing offer, you have earned that offer.
Yes,
right?
it's based on your past play.
Exactly. So you have done something to earn that offer. Now, when you get a retail offer, like you shop at Macy's and they send you a coupon for $50 and say, you must go do this and this, you know, to redeem your, you know, like if you spend $100, you can use your $50 off. You don't feel any guilt in spending exactly $101 and getting $50 off.
Which is why the guilt is irrational.
Right. But the tough thing with casinos is most of the time, there is no direct stipulation of what you need to do based on the offer. There sometimes will be very little small print that says there is an expectation for you to play up to your usual level, but usually it also has a caveat like, you know, in order to continue to receive offers. Because of course, I mean, except for it's some really rare stories I've heard, which I'm not even sure sometimes, but maybe someone will correct us.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're going to say. These stories where people have been charged on checkout and stuff. Yeah, I suspect it's those are the people that perhaps have previously gone and played with $1 million and then have turned up with nothing the next time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because think about it. When you check into a hotel and now you use those like very fancy pads, you're signing you're signing when you check in for a $0 room. When you check into a hotel, you're entering a contract, and that contract is agreeing to the rate. You know how you initial the rate and all that kind of stuff is sometimes on paper. And if they give you paper to do it, when it's electronic, it's all electronic. But if they give you paper, you can even write in big letters, this is a comp, and initial that. You've basically checked in and agreed that the room is free. They've agreed that the room is free. You've entered into some kind of binding contract there. That's the whole purpose of signing this stuff. Just the same way you have a contract with the hotel that, you know, if there's marijuana in the room, they can charge you $500. If there's smoking in the room, they can charge you $250. If you don't check out by a certain time, they can charge you. If you leave early, they can charge you. So I can't possibly imagine how a property could go back and charge you, or how it would be worth their while, because I don't think they would win that argument.
Yeah, and I don't know anyone personally this has happened to. The only experiences I've heard about are on sort of message boards and stuff. I've never heard a 100% sort of experience from a friend that I would trust.
Right. So going under the premise, so you've gotten an offer, and here's the other thing. We're dealing here with recreational gamblers. We are not dealing here with, you know, really slick advantage players. It's not the people we speak to. So you've gotten this offer, but part of it, and we were discussing this a little bit, you don't want it to be stress for your holiday, right? So say you have five nights comp somewhere, or like the MGM nice offers with free play and food, you don't want to be all stressed out about how much you're going to have to play when you come. So it's an interesting...
That's not my idea of a holiday / vacation for our American listeners. That's not my idea of a fun trip if I'm going to spend the whole time worrying.
Right. And also part of the issue is, you know, gambling does have huge variations, you know, and the usual model is that you're going to play, you know, up to the level you were playing, which, I mean, the easiest way to talk about that with slots is daily coin in, you know, slots and video poker. The easy way to talk about it with table games is average bet and time. Slots, the time doesn't really matter very much. So
the other thing is, you could realistically go in with the same bankroll one trip and have amazing luck and get loads of coin in. You could go back with the same bankroll the next trip and do half the coin in. That's very possible. Even worse than that, you could do a third of the coin in. It's very, very possible.
Yeah, and just have horrible, horrible luck. And, you know, as a tangent, there are just those wonderful, you know, hey, why do we gamble? I mean, it's fun. It has risk, you know, risk that probably won't kill me, I hope.
And, well, that all depends.
Yeah, during COVID, right? But also, you know, it's a little bit of the dream, you know? I mean, those jackpots, those, you know, those streaks.
Which is interesting you say that for a table game player.
Oh, I have a recurring table game dream, and it's like 26, you know, in a row at Baccarat, you know, things like, you know, and table maxing.
I know it can happen for a table game player, but I always envisage that chasing the dream as more of a, you know, chasing the progressive jackpot on a slot machine. It's interesting how you view it differently.
Yeah, well, but you know what? The dream, let's face it, you know, overall, you know, most of the jackpots are not that, like, look at like the Dragon Link jackpots that we banter about all the time. They're usually what, like $15,000, $18,000? Okay. Well, max bet at Baccarat is $5,000, $10,000, or $20,000. So if, let's use the example of $10,000 as max bet on Baccarat, and say you're starting off betting $50 a hand. At what point in a streak would you get yourself to max bet? And if you get yourself to max bet and it's $5,000 or $10,000, it's like pretty equivalent to hitting the grand.
Yeah,
you know,
that's very true.
So, I mean, if you wanted to look at it, now I'm setting aside some of those slot machines that have like $1 million jackpots and things like that, you know, but I, you know, I think it's reasonable. They actually, one of the Facebook groups, Everything AC, and we'll put a link in the show notes. Someone posted that they had an amazing run a year ago at Blackjack at Borgata, and they posted the picture of the $1,000 chips with $100,000 on the table. Now, I don't know what he started at, but I didn't imagine that he started that high, but just had an amazing run. Hey, here's the thing with gambling. You know, if you've got an amazing run and you decide to be aggressive and push out those big bets, you know, for 10,000, 15,000, based on what the table limits are, of course, then there is that chance you win five or six more bets and you're a table maximum for 10,000. Now, also, it's quite hard to push out those bets, you know, even if you're on a run, but that's a whole nother topic. But yes, so you have this fear with your casino offer that will you be able to play to the level that you regularly play to continue to receive the offers? And that's a tough one, right?
Yeah, but I think you just have to, it's a mental thing. Like I was kind of alluding to at the start, you just got to push past that and you just got to go and accept the fact what will be will be. I'm being very philosophical today.
Yes. Well, you know what I've also said, and that ties into my theory quite often with, you can't be married to a casino property. And if you want to be married to a casino property, then that needs to become part of your strategy.
Yeah.
Because, well,
otherwise,
because
it will cost you a lot of money.
Exactly. So if the worst case scenario is that you come with the same bankroll that you regularly come, or maybe a little bit lower or a little bit higher, and things don't go well, or you're feeling unlucky, then you might not get the same offer again. But that's fine. There are other casino properties out there. There are other things. Now, on the other end of that, and we've talked about that more. I mean, if there is a casino that is really near and dear to your heart and you take five trips to Vegas a year, then maybe that casino that's really important to you for whatever reasons, you should be more strategic about fewer trips and larger bankroll for those trips.
I think you've got to think, like you suggested there, what is the worst that's going to happen? Well, the worst that's going to happen is you're not going to get the offer again. I still don't think they would charge you for the room. But I was going to say, unless you go in and just don't play at all, even then, I'm not convinced they would charge you. You would just never get an offer again. But, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're not going to, like, tie you up and lock you in your room and not let you out until you play more. It's just not going to happen. So you've got to think, have that mentality. What's the worst that's going to happen? And it's not going to be so awful. I just can't see it being that bad. Even if you have the worst trip ever, you're still going to generate some coin in. You're still going to do something. You're not just going to not play.
Right. And you know what the other thing is too? Taking a more chill attitude about it is so much better, because I'm going to tell you why. Casino marketing is always a moving target, and you could come in and play exactly the same that you played last time, but you know, you didn't realize in their marketing algorithms, they gave you an offer twice as good as you deserved because you hadn't been there in a couple months or whatever. And you're like, oh, this offer is great. It's got 200 resort credit.
That's been happening a lot recently. 500 free play. Actually, I think we've mentioned that before. That's been happening a lot recently, particularly with people who haven't been able to go.
Right. So you know what happens? And then I see people, or I've spoken to people about this. Then they come and they play more than they're comfortable with, or they've had horrible luck. And then maybe they lose an extra 1,000 or 1,500. And then they still wind up getting the shittier offer because you're not really sure how the algorithms are working. So the offer they gave you might have been a, like, we really want you back offer. And that actually, this segues very well in the newsletter this week for TravelZork. And we do have a weekly newsletter that goes out. I was talking about a great offer I got for Biloxi, but by itself, you know, it didn't like blow my socks off. But, you know, what was it? 800 free play, 4 nights a hotel, airfare for 2 people and transportation. And that's pretty good. But what was crazy is I have not played at an M Life casino since November 2019. So that was so interesting. You know, that's what really amazed me about it. By the way, did I ever reveal on the last episode how I lied?
No, you didn't.
Oh, it's so funny. And then
I asked you afterwards and you refused to tell me.
That's right.
Because I had to wait. Yeah.
Can you guess what I did by mistake? Okay, I got to remind people. So I had a 5-day trip to Vegas, which was mostly a business trip at the beginning of the month. And I said, this trip has very little gambling. And I said, I played one very long dice session, like from 1 o'clock in the morning, and Steve and I talked about it, and that was it. I did not touch a machine, play another table game or anything, just one dice session. And then I realized I lied.
I think you played a machine, and I think that you maybe messed up your bet and Max bet by mistake and lost a whole ticket or something. I don't know. You're going to have to put me out of my misery.
I am going to put you out of misery. It's interesting. A longtime friend who I think originally was from the Delta Diamond Facebook group and also is a Flyer Talk person and also wrote some things for Travels Work a while ago, happened to be in Vegas, and I met him and we wanted to get a drink. And I was like, oh, let's go to the video poker
pod. You play video poker.
So, you know, because I wanted the... No, listen,
I kind of feel like I knew you played this, though. I think you mentioned it once, and I sort of didn't register with me, and then you thought...
Yeah, so what I did is I wanted my free drink. So yeah. I got a beer and a bourbon.
Please tell me you ended up losing like $100 for your free drink.
No. That would really be horrible. So basically, I was so distressed that they wouldn't give me glassware at the bar. I really was distressed. You know, the glassware thing gets me distressed. But basically, I wound up, what did I hit at the end? I think I finally got a four of a kind or something. Anyway, I wound up putting in 20 and cashing out for over 60 and getting my drinks. And my friend and I decided that since we had masks on, and we were separated by plexiglass, and they're very strict at all the bars in Vegas, so you can take a sip, but you have to keep your mask on. We decided to go up to my suite and like sit at like opposite ends of the living room, and you know how big that suite was, and just like have a socially distant conversation with our drinks as opposed to sitting with the plexiglass. So I did lie. I basically put $20 in a video poker machine to get drinks without a card.
I enjoy video poker. I quite often play video poker for most of the day and then hit the slots in the evening.
Yeah, and to wrap this up,
I just lose too much.
And why didn't I put my card in? Because I knew I was playing a few hands and there's nothing good that can come of it. Even if nothing bad will come of it, nothing good is going
to
come.
One of my best favorite things to do is I will always go and play video poker at Chandelier Bar, and I won't use my card unless I'm staying at Cosmo because it's not worth it.
Yeah,
exactly. And there's still comp your drinks. People think you won't get drink tickets if you don't use your card. That's wrong. They still come.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what? Overall, the vast majority of people, remember when we had Jonathan Jossel on the other episode?
Yeah.
He said the vast majority of people play with no card. Yeah. So it's not in a casino's.
I was amazed at that. Yeah.
It's not in a casino's advantage, you know, not to take care of the customers who don't want to play off a player's card. And not to go off on a tangent, even though we love going off on tangents. There are many people who are superstitious about players' cards, which is absolutely inaccurate. You know, that they're unlucky or, it allows the casino controlling your machine. Anyway, it's all interesting stuff. But anyway, I think, you know, our final word on this is, hey, you know, do what you feel is right. Don't worry about it. There's always another casino you could play at. And if a casino is really, really near and dear and important to you, then really think about that. But otherwise, take the offers, play what you think is right, enjoy your vacation, get drunk, have fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that is a great topic, and we'll expand on it more. Maybe we'll even do a live stream on it one day. If you want to support the show and Travel Zork, we would like to remind you to visit zorkoffer.com, where we have a number of great credit card signups for USA people, as well as the fact that you should visit travelzorktravel.com. And that is where we have a form that you can fill out to book wonderful trips to Vegas with perks. And one that is a really great deal right now is a win buy two, get one deal, which has to be booked by the end of March, runs through September. And this deal includes $60 breakfast credit per day, as well as a $100 spa credit, which now we have been able to get them to change to food and beverage during COVID. But the most important thing, it's a buy two, get one. And the thing about it is you always get the third night free. So if you stay Thursday night, Friday night, you will get Saturday night free. Obviously.
Which is smart because Saturday night is often the most expensive night.
Yes, but lots of other deals out there. So we just encourage you to visit TravelZorkTravel.com.
I don't want to go off on a tangent again, but I kind of feel like I deserve a little medal because I've had my first week doing TravelZork Travel stuff. I was expecting a little pat on the back from you, Michael.
Honestly, booking a travel reservation with Steve is amazing because this is a guy who is so intense on making sure that you have an incredible Vegas experience. And he's extremely responsive about it. And we've been enjoying this, you know, this side thing that allows us to, you know, operate as travel agents. We're part of a much bigger agency called Travel Edge. And it's been really great. And Steve is one. It's another thing that actually Steve and I really enjoy working on together. And quite frankly,
I promise I didn't pay him to say that, by the way.
Right. And the other thing that's nice about it, not to go off on a tangent, is we get it. Like, if you've got two comp nights and you would like to get these virtuoso deals, or you want us to find you another deal, or if we just think your comp offer is more logical than paying, or because you have a trip. I mean, there's all kinds of the thing that's unique about us when it comes to trips is that we've gone through a lot of these things ourselves, a combination of whether you're doing comp or revenue stays, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And I think that's a very unique perspective, whereas most of these deals that we talk about can only be booked by travel agents, but a vast majority of travel agents have no idea of the way casino side works.
I would almost say, I don't know, but I would always say we are the only two that understand the casinos. Honestly, yeah. I'm not trying to big us up, but.
And we want the best deal for you. And we banter about this stuff in the Facebook group and on Twitter all the time. So,
yes.
Big historical moment this week for my little bit of history bits.
I'm excited for this.
It was a week ago, or a little bit more than a week ago, but it's big historical moment for the month is that Trump Plaza was finally imploded in Atlantic City.
Taken down.
Right. And Trump Plaza, for those that do not know the geography of Atlantic City, is it's really in a great location in the center of the boardwalk. So it's a very enviable position for a property. Caesars is also right there.
Didn't they try to sell the right to press the button or something?
Yeah, there was a whole, and then there was a donation, and then they changed it, and it's all there. It's all of that information is in the TravelZork Atlantic City news. But I mean, historically, and some people don't realize that Trump had three casinos in Atlantic City. He had Trump Plaza, which was originally Harrah's Trump Plaza, which was, you know, the first property, which was supposed to be like very chic Manhattan penthouse. And then eventually he took over the Marina location, which was called originally Trump Castle, which then became Trump Marina. And that was supposed to be the Hilton, but New Jersey would not grant Hilton a casino license. That could be an episode in its own. Ooh. And yeah, they actually opened up with the Hilton Chips. That's something a lot of people don't realize. And that property actually was purchased by Landry's and is the current Golden Nugget in Atlantic City. So the current Golden Nugget was the Trump Castle, Trump Marina in the Marina District. For those who follow Atlantic City history, there was an original Golden Nugget, which was Steve Wynn's, which was all the way at the other end of the boardwalk. And that's a shuttered property right now. That's another story. But it gets very confusing with the Golden Nuggets. And then Trump's, I think he called it the eighth wonder of the world. Taj Mahal was built next to resorts, which was originally a project that was resorts. So Trump had...
Which was the one that his wife at the time sort of took over and managed? There was one, wasn't there, that his wife sort of...
That's the castle in the Marina.
Yeah.
That was her baby. And they had the yacht there and everything. Once again, really interesting stories. So one of the things that I love to talk about with Trump is when he was getting into the gambling business, he was obsessed with getting like super duper high rollers. And one of them was this Japanese high roller who was... Actually, this Japanese high roller was the person who the character in the movie Casino, K.K. Ichikawa, was based after. And his real name was Akio Kashiwagi. And if you listen to the AC report with Frank Moreno, who's on the other side of midnight on WABC Talk Radio, we talked a little bit about that. We'll put it in the show notes, but he actually has a great talk radio show, and he talks a lot about Atlantic City. It's great fun. I had a great time bantering with him because we both enjoy Baccarat and craps. But it's really interesting stories, and this guy, Khashoggi, had this very dramatic death. You know, when he was killed in January of 1992, he was stabbed as many as 150 times with a samurai sword, and his body was discovered in Japan near Mount Fuji. So it's a very interesting story, and I'll put in the show notes, there was a Politico article in 2016, which was called "The Whale That Nearly Drowned the Donald: How Trump Schemed to Win Back Millions from a High-Rolling and Doomed Japanese Gambler." And it's just so interesting because he was talking about in 1990 when he went to Tokyo to promote Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas, because boxing was big in Atlantic City back then. God, 1990, Steve.
I was the age of two. How old were you, Michael, in 1990?
I was 20. So I could not gamble legally yet in Atlantic City. And Trump spotted this man in Japan standing alone in the corner. And the mogul, Trump threw his arm around the man and positioned him for a shot. And the guy was like, "No picture, no picture," you know, covering his face. And that was Akio Khashoggi. And he invited him to Trump Plaza shortly after. And I'm not going to get into the entire story. But what I found was most interesting by the story is that, you know, the same guy who was dodging the picture arrives in Atlantic City. Trump greets him with an autographed copy of Art of the Deal. And the thing that's at really, they say things got off to a really odd start. Khashoggi was in the bi-level penthouse at Trump Plaza, which was just imploded, which featured ocean views, butler service, a grand piano, and also had an $800,000 jade Buddha. Ah, Buddha.
You
we like Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha dragon. Not sure about that dragon. But the funny thing is the guy went there and he didn't leave for 2 days. Like, he just stayed in the suite for 2 days, which I find is funny. And then he finally reappeared on Friday night.
I wonder if he was playing up to his offer.
Well, that's exactly. And then he had piles of $5,000 chips awaited him for a table reserved for his play. And one $250,000 stack stood a foot high. So that was interesting. So I'm thinking about like these private, shy people, you know, like this guy, Khashoggi. And then now I see these guys on Instagram, you know, with these crazy stacks of money, like $3 million, $5 million at these different casinos. And there's this one guy, Mikhail, who I'll put it in the show notes, but he's got like this crazy Instagram with these crazy pictures with stacks of money. So it's just fascinating.
You need to show me this. I haven't seen this guy. I keep everything from it,
but this is so cool. I'll put it in the show notes and it would be something interesting. Maybe we'll talk about it more on the next show, or we'll talk about it a little bit in the Facebook group. But I think it's so interesting just to reflect on how different the world is, because high rollers and whales were always super duper 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 private. And now you've got these Insta kind of influencer people, you know, who it's very interesting. It's very interesting stuff. But I think it's something, it's just interesting to look at how the world changes and all of that.
How people are more willing perhaps to show that off now than they were in the past. It's kind of like when you've got the people now in casinos who are filming and stuff. It's not such an odd thing to do anymore, is it, with the advent of social media and such?
Yeah, no, it's definitely very interesting. So, Steve, we're to that point in the podcast, which is basically the final word by Steve. So, Steve, what is it?
My final word for this week is really aimed at people who are listening in from the UK, because I know there's a lot of them. Things are getting better. We're going to be back in Vegas soon. It's not going to last forever. Things are getting there. I think, and I'm not putting $100 on this because you know what happened last time, but I think we will be back from May. But I'm not putting money on it.
Okay. I still think it's June, but the news has been great this week.
Well, from Vegas, May, potentially May 17th.
But Vegas can't wait to have you back. Thank you for listening to us today. You can find me on Twitter at TravelZork. You can find Steve at Las Vegas, UK. Be sure to join our Facebook group, email us, or communicate with us any way that you would like. And until next time.
You've reached the end of your stay with us on this episode, but we encourage you to visit our website for more resources at TravelZork.com and to continue the conversation on Twitter and Insta at TravelZork and on the ZorkCast Facebook group. Travel smarter, gamble smarter, and maximize your adventures right here on ZorkCast. Until next time, dream big and remember, a dollar won is twice as sweet as a dollar earned.